Today, I'm going to throw you guys for such a loop this Mexican breakfast skillet. I'll take you guys through the ingredients. So I added the shredded lettuce, the avocado, and the salsa, and then I also drizzled that mixture I made with the yogurt and the roasted peppers. I then drizzled that on top.
So glad you are listening or watching clips on Health Power. Today, we've got Kayla Capiello, and we're going to talk about some great recipes as usual. Hey, honey, how are you?
Hey, happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. All right, Kayla, what is on the menu?
So today I'm going to throw you guys for such a loop here. We always talk about easy weeknight dinners, but today we're talking about an easy breakfast.
Ooh, love breakfast.
I feel like I make breakfasts a lot. On the weekends, I love to make a loaded breakfast. I like to wake up and like be relaxed and just be what can we put in a skillet? What can we put in a casserole dish? Mm-hmm. How much of a breakfast sandwich can I load on top of this bagel right now? I really do like breakfast. And I feel like if you guys have been following me on Instagram for a long time, I used to post so many breakfast sandwiches. It was just like my audience was loving it at the time.
They're gorgeous.
So I had so many on there and I'm still posting them, but I feel like I also like have, you know, graduated to trying other breakfast items. So today we're going to do an easy Mexican breakfast skillet.
I love anything Mexican.
Me too.
My favorite seasoning profile. I don't know if that's what they say, but
I think that's where like my love for breakfast tacos came from, because I like regular tacos. I like any kind of Mexican food. And you guys know, or if you don't know by now, but obviously I'm gluten-free, I'm lactose intolerant, and I don't eat a lot of nuts because I'm allergic to tree nuts. But Mexican food, in my opinion, is the most accommodating.
Yeah.
Because you can get anything on corn tortillas. It's all like fresh made. Nothing is really like breaded and fried. So you don't have to worry about that. So I think it takes a lot of the stress out of going out to dinner as a group or having people over or like ordering in I can't be at a restaurant saying, hey, can you walk me through every single thing you have on this menu that's gluten free?
Right.
It's a lot less stress to just like go to a Mexican restaurant and order something that I know is naturally gluten-free.
I would also think that there's less cross-contamination, right? I mean, maybe they put a flour tortilla in a pan and maybe they have to, but usually like, I don't know, I would hope maybe there's still some, but I would think it'd be less than obviously if you're going to an Italian restaurant and you're going to order the chicken dish, I would still be worried about cross-contamination because my daughter's girlfriend has celiac and she went somewhere that seemed safe and she ended up feeling sick. So
right, like if you're a person who has to deal with like severe cross-contamination reactions, it's really hard to figure out what's going on in a kitchen.
Right.
When, like you can't be in a kitchen.
Yes.
So if you go to a pizza place, they tell you you've gluten-free pizza and you can order it. Is it being made in the back with gluten-free flour or is it pre-packaged and they're just taking it out of a freezer? And not like touching the same tools? Is it going in the same oven? Is it being cut with the same pizza cutter? It's like, there's so many different options that I feel like when it's Mexican,
right,
I'm ordering corn tortillas on the side and my dish is naturally gluten-free anyway, that in my head, it's safer. I'm sure in a lot of places it's safer. I'm not going to say in every single place it's safer.
Right.
But in a lot of places, it seems like
I would think so.
You don't have to like think about it as much as if I was going out for Chinese food and everything has soy sauce in it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Plus Mexican food's the best. I mean, to me, it's hands down. I mean, now I think I might make enchiladas tonight. Although I should make
enchiladas.
I love enchiladas.
I mean, I was thinking about that. Maybe next time we record, I'll have it made. But I was thinking about making a buffalo enchilada skillet.
Ooh.
I saw someone else mix together buffalo sauce and enchilada sauce. And I was like, what can I use this in? It sounds really good.
It sounds really good.
Oh yeah. So maybe we'll record that next time for you guys.
Okay.
But for this time,
yes,
I have this Mexican breakfast skillet. I'll take you guys through the ingredients. Then I will talk you through how to make it. And then we can talk about different ways to make it allergy friendly. But it's super simple. It's basically everything you're going to put in a breakfast taco, you're just going to like throw inside the skillet. So you have eggs, or you can use egg whites.
Mm-hmm.
You can have peppers, onions, black beans. I added taco seasoning. You can use any kind of cheese you want. So this week I decided to use fat-free cheddar cheese because I cared more about this being lean than dairy-free. You can also use dairy-free cheddar cheese. I used salsa on top. I also added shredded lettuce and an avocado. Right. And I made this little mixture that I'm obsessed with. You mix together, like you add in a food processor, roast, you know, those jars of roasted red peppers.
Yes.
So I added a full jar of roasted red peppers and I added either dairy-free or fat-free yogurt. Oh. And I blended it together with like salt, pepper, and garlic to make almost what would feel like a crema.
Yes.
That's like amazing. This healthy version. And I do it all the time with avocado, but I was like, I'm going to do it with roasted
red peppers. You can do with an almond milk yogurt or maybe coconut milk yogurt might be strong. That's the thing. Like certain things, I think. But you can try it. You know, there's soy yogurt. I mean, there's all kinds of dairy-free options.
Yeah. I feel like whatever your go-to yogurt is, mine. Ooh, beans is here.
Beans, you gotta pick up beans.
Beans, come here, beans.
Oh, I'll have to show my babies.
Oh, you're so heavy, Bubs. Here he is.
Oh, hi, Beans.
Say hi, Bubs.
He is so cute.
If you guys aren't like watching on video, he's a Cavapoo and he's like a light brown color. He's gorgeous. 20 pounds, so he's little.
He's so cute. I'd give anything to shrink my pit bull and call, you know, carry him around because he's such an angel.
All right, I'm going to send it back downstairs, so give me one second.
Okay, all right, so let's jump into this wonderful recipe. I can't wait. I might make that instead of chicken enchiladas tonight. We'll see. Ooh. I don't care if it's for breakfast. I can eat dinner for breakfast,
That was always like a perk in my house as a kid when we used to get breakfast for dinner. I like looked forward to that every single time. Okay, yes. So for this one, you're going to take the skillet. You're going to put it on top of the stove, and you're going to add peppers and onions. You can either choose to dice them or slice them, whatever shape or size they're in is totally fine. But you're going to add a little bit of olive oil, or if you prefer vegan butter or avocado oil, coconut oil, whatever you want.
I love avocado oil. Mm-hmm.
And then you're just going to saute it for about 5 to 7 minutes until you see it starting to cook down. You don't want to add all your ingredients together without cooking down the peppers and onions, because sometimes if you don't cook it for long enough, the peppers will still be crunchy.
Oh, okay.
And I like when they're more like sauteed and like mixed in a softer texture.
Right.
After you do that, you're going to add the black beans to the mixture and you're just going to cook for one more minute until you add your taco seasoning.
Okay.
So now the peppers, the onions, and the black beans will all have been cooked with the taco seasoning. So when you get a bite of that, they'll be really delicious instead of like just adding the taco seasoning like on top. You want to get different flavors. Mm-hmm. Even though it's a one skillet dish, you don't want everything to taste like exactly the same.
Right.
Once you've done that, you're going to take your eggs. I cracked my eggs into the skillet just straight up. You can cook them, you can crack them separately if you want into a bowl and like mix them up if you want to scramble them separately and then pour them in. Or you can just add the cracked eggs into the skillet. And I just scrambled everything together inside the skillet.
Oh, that sounds good.
Once I did that, I added cheddar cheese over the top. I used fat-free cheese, but you can also use dairy-free cheese on top. And then I cut up corn tortillas. They obviously are like in a circular shape. So I kind of cut them like a pizza pie. So all of them were like this triangle shape. Oh, and I sprinkled them on top.
Ooh,
and then I just sprayed it with olive oil and I put everything in the oven so it would like all bake together.
Ooh.
So now you have your peppers, your onions, your beans, cheese, taco seasoning, and eggs all in the skillet that's topped with the corn tortillas. Mm. And don't mix that together once the corn tortillas are added, because they'll sink down a little bit. So they're being like cooked with the eggs, but you also want them to get crispy on top.
Okay.
If they're all mixed in with the egg mixture, it'll still be good, but the corn tortillas will be a more softer flavor because the texture will be cooked with obviously the eggs, but if they're on top, they'll get crispy.
Oh, that sounds so good.
So I cooked it on 350 for about 20 to 25 minutes, but based on the size of your skillet, it might be a little shorter or a little longer. If your skillet's a big, wide skillet and the egg mixture is only an inch or two thick, it'll cook much faster than if you have a small skillet that's like 4 or 5 inches thick with eggs.
Oh, okay.
So the way you can check is sometimes I just take a knife and I put it right in the center, and you want to get underneath the cheese just to make sure that your egg mixture is actually cooked. Because if you pull it out and let it cool and then the eggs are still uncooked, you're not going to be in a good situation. Once they came out, I did not let it cool because I don't like eggs that aren't hot.
Right.
So immediately I added shredded lettuce on top. I added sliced avocado and salsa on top because those are the toppings that I want to feel fresh and uncooked.
Right.
And I don't want the salsa to be cooking and hot with the egg mixture.
Right.
So I added the shredded lettuce, the avocado, and the salsa. And then I also drizzled that mixture I made with the yogurt and the peppers. I then drizzled that on top. And Andrew and I actually ate it right out of the skillet. But you can also slice it and like do the right thing and like serve it on plates very nicely. But I like dressed everything inside the skillet to take a pretty picture of it. And then we just ate it right out of the skillet and it was like delicious. It's basically how I make my taco casserole or like my taco skillet, just like in breakfast form.
I have to say, speaking of your photos, people definitely should follow Kayla on Instagram if they're not already. Oh, no, I mean, your photos are amazing.
Thanks.
How did you get so good at taking food photography?
Oh, it's so funny. I feel like I am like the typical person who like cannot take a compliment like when you see that. Because like I second guess my food photos all the time.
They're phenomenal.
I don't know how, like I'm not a photographer. I don't have like a camera. I use like my iPhone. And I think over time, like I just saw other food bloggers like taking these pretty pictures. And I hold myself to like such a high bar that I never take time to think about like, oh, this is how far I've come with being able to take pictures and like videos. I'm always like super self-conscious because I see like other food bloggers out there being like,
they're stunning.
Really cool. So thank you. That was
I wouldn't just say that. They really are stunning. They're just incredible. What is your handle? Is it the same on Instagram?
Yeah, it's Kayla Capiello on Instagram, and it's also Kayla Capiello on TikTok. You can follow me on both because it is different content on both. So I show the same meals and the same recipes, but on Instagram, I obviously show it in like a pretty format that's been like edited to make sure you guys are getting exactly what the ingredients are in like a very fast-paced video. But TikTok is more like behind the scenes, how I'm cooking it, how I'm making it in like real time. And the photos are like very less edited. So you get like a more realistic approach to, I just feel like the platforms are different. So I like to show like a different side of, you know, cooking when I like to cook, obviously for Instagram, when the weather is right and it's like bright and shiny and you're getting like all the sunlight. But like on TikTok, I'm showing pictures of like, this is what I made for dinner at 10 p.m. and it's not sunny out.
Oh, that's so funny. Now, how do people get, like, they're thinking, okay, this recipe sounds amazing, but I don't know any of the proportions. Do they need to sign up for your Substack or tell us how that works?
So actually today, what we're going to do is, since this is not a dinner recipe, we are going to give this one away to all free subscribers. So on my Substack, you have two options. You can either sign up for the full weeknight meal plan, which gives you 5 gluten-free, dairy-free, 30-minute recipes for dinner every night of the week. And it also gives you a printable grocery shopping list to make your life much easier. But if you don't want to sign up for that, or you don't need the 5 nights of dinners, or if you don't want to pay because it's only $1 a week, but if you want the free option, it's just one recipe a week. And for this week, this will be the recipe on it. So you'll get the full grocery shopping list for this recipe. You'll get the full ingredient list, all the correct proportions, the cooking time, and the easy directions all sent to your email on Friday.
You should have a million people. I mean, $4, first of all. You can't even, I mean, I don't drink coffee. I'm not saying that in a braggy way or coffee drinks or anything, but I've heard they're expensive. So for $4, you get, what, 5 nights of meals?
Yeah, so it's Monday through Friday. Incredible. And you can choose. Like, if you're a person who likes to cook Sunday through Thursday and do takeout Friday, Saturday, like, I feel you. Me too. So it's 5 nights of the week. It says it's Monday through Friday, but you can really pick and choose. I know a lot of people who do it and they make 3 meals on Sunday because I send it out on Friday.
Right.
A lot of people make most of their meals on Sunday. So then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, they don't even have to think about cooking. Like all the dishes are prepared. They just have to heat it up. And then it's like 2 nights of you can just make it like in real time when you're ready for dinner. So whatever way you like to meal prep or you like to cook or you like to make your meals ahead, it really encompasses everything. It's really like flexible.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And I always give instructions for this meal is gluten-free, dairy-free, and low carb. But if you're vegan, this is what you do. If you're vegetarian, this is what you do. For low carb, this is what you do. Because I feel like when I started going gluten-free and dairy-free, no one accommodated to multiple allergies or multiple dietary restrictions. Yeah. So I like to accommodate for it, even if I'm not, like, I'm never a person who's going to participate in like a high protein dinner, but Andrew is. So I know how to make it because I've made it for him. So I might as well just include it in case you're a high protein person.
Absolutely. Did you say your website, Hen?
It is kaylacapiello.com for all of the recipes we talk about on here, all of my recipes on Instagram. That is just the full blog version.
Awesome. Okay. I'm going to try something fun. I don't know if it's going to work. You know, I don't even think I've ever done a TikTok live, but before I do, before I get on and see, and then we could get some of your people to see if they want to check me out. If not, you can just check me out at Lisa Davis MPH. At any rate, everybody keep coming back to Health Power. All you have to do is go to where you get your podcasts, type in Health Power, or make it even easier. Follow me here on TikTok or on Instagram. It's Lisa Davis MPH, like miles per hour, but it's Master in Public Health. But that's important. I was like, why? People go, why'd you put MPH? And anyway, and then you can go and listen to over 1,000 interviews and Lost with Kayla and get healthy and feel good and all that good stuff. Everybody keep coming back. Rate, review, subscribe, tell all your friends and have a great day. This was so much fun. Thanks, Kayla.
Well, that's it for our show today. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you. And we would appreciate it if you could please rate and review and leave a comment, because the more you engage with our podcast, the more you will find it and help other people find it wherever they listen to their podcast. So be sure to follow us. I'm at Andrea Donsky and at Naturally Savvy, and Lisa
at Lisa Davis MPH.
Thank you so much. And please share this episode, because the more you share shows you care. We'll see you next time.